This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He's a first-timer with us. His name is Daniel Yazbek. He is the CEO of MyDex. That's MyDX. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MYDX. Daniel, thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You know, give us a little bit of background on yourself and your company, and then I want to get into some Q&A today.
Sure. So I grew up in Canada most of my life, actually. I was born in the U.S. Started my career at Pfizer Pharmaceuticals down in San Diego, helping them create new technologies to develop drugs in greener ways, you know, in greener using greener processes, automating their analytical chemistry. So, and then I went over to the business side of the medical industry by going to Panasonic, which is the Panasonic, like the TV Panasonic, and they have a lot of technology that can be applied to the medical industry. So I helped them take the existing technology they had and find new applications for it in the medical industry. And so I got into product development, engineering, and strategic alliances with companies like GE Healthcare and others. So then I came across this technology that was interesting during my Panasonic years that was able to detect chemicals. You know, it was used in the NASA space shuttle to detect gas leaks for astronauts, developed by Jet Propulsion Laboratory. We were looking at it to detect Panasonic to detect certain chemicals in your breath for certain diseases. And I started studying about cannabis maybe about 8 years ago. I'm 38 now, and then I realized, you know, this plant has some interesting properties that can really help people. You know, mentally and physically, whether it's for pain or just balancing you out or even making you smarter in some cases, depending on the strain, depending on the chemical profile. So I said, well, how can you tell? I mean, if I want to find a strain that works for me, what can I do to do that? And there was no real solution. You couldn't even tell what you were putting in your body, what you were smoking, what you were, you know,
exactly.
Whatever it is. So there's, it's a black box. And as a scientist, that was unacceptable to me. So we developed MyDX. We took this technology, we licensed it for our applications. Obviously, Panasonic wasn't going to get into the marijuana industry at the time, so I stepped in. It's a Japanese company, great company actually, very conservative, of course. So I stepped in, funded CDX, which later merged to become MyDX as a publicly traded entity under ticker symbol MYDX today, and we've launched this product last year. We have healthy revenues to date. You know, we have over 1,000 devices in the field and growing. We have over $500,000 in revenues and growing. We just recently announced a major distribution agreement with Nanolux, which distributes to the hydroponic shops. So essentially they tailor to the growers in the cannabis industry who go to hydroponic shops to buy lighting equipment and other areas. So that, and they have a $4 million distribution agreement with us that will be, that they just started rolling out in the second quarter of this year. And you'll see some of the sales in our second quarter reflect that.
So, I'm a huge fan of your company, and I just think you guys got some great products. And I wanted you to elaborate and expand a little bit on a portable analyzer real-time chemical analysis. Tell my listeners a little bit about this handheld device and why it's so important to the industry.
Absolutely. I mean, our mission is to help people trust and verify what they put into their mind and body. And I like this word, trust and verify. You know, in the 80s, we always heard trust but verify, right?
Right.
There's a word but, it means it's don't trust, right? So essentially, if you trust but you verify somebody, you're not trusting. I'm saying, okay, I know it's very hard to trust people these days, right? It's very hard to trust anything you hear, for that matter.
That's true.
Whether it's the news, whether it's anywhere. And this was the core of what we went after. So I wanted people to be able to, but whether you could trust or not, you didn't have the power to verify. And that's what we wanted to change. So you can go ahead and trust, keep trusting the government bodies that regulate, you know, and cannabis is an interesting one, right? So because it's illegal and arguably it should not be.
Right.
So it's It's you know, so who do you trust? What data do you trust to make the decisions? We just wanted to report the data. So we wanted to, so the chemical analysis, the machine we have, MyDX, My Diagnostic, it's really tailored to the individual user, because let's say for cannabis, I can take one strain, it can make me sleepy, and it can make you energetic and hungry, you know? So it depends on the physiology of the person. So that's why we call it MyDX. It's My Diagnostic. I'm able to track what's working for me, and our smart algorithms actually look at your data and optimize based on that. But if you want to know the core technology, it's really the way it works is it's based on electronic nose technology. So your nose can sniff different chemicals. A dog's nose is much more sensitive than a human nose. It's got more sensors, and it's got more sophisticated algorithms, I believe, to detect those. You know, so you can sniff out, for example, for cannabis, when a dog goes to the border patrol, he's smelling a certain chemical called beta-caryophyllene. That's what the dog is looking for to tell whether your vehicle at that border checkpoint has cannabis in it or not. Right, so so we can program our sensors to do the same thing. We look for specific chemicals that bind to our sensors, and we read that binding event with our MyDX unit, and then the smartphone app, which connects to it via Bluetooth, can tell you what that reading means. Right, so this is the core of the technology, and we can program the sensors to detect anything: a specific pesticide, something in the air, you know, like a VOC or carbon dioxide or monoxide, or so, you know, and then water, certain chemicals. So this is the core technology, and we're simply applying it to look for now pesticides in food, chemicals in water, toxins in air, and the safety and potency of your cannabis samples. So it's everything you eat, drink, and inhale.
Two questions real fast. One, how much is the cost of this product? And two, where can I find it at?
The product is $699. It comes with a CannaDX sensor, and you can swap it up with other sensors in the future for as they come out in terms of Organo-Aqua Aero. It comes with 15 disposable sample inserts, and it comes with a unit, and the app is free. Anybody can go to the App Store, Android or iOS today, and just download it for free and start checking it out and seeing how you can find different strains or look up dispensaries or see what people are testing. You can always look at that at no cost. So, and it has and you can even use the tracking journal on our app at no cost anytime by simply looking up MyDX in your app stores. And you can buy it on our website, cdxlife.com. It's also available on Amazon and some other retail shops at this time.
My guest today is Daniel Yazbek. He is the CEO of MyDX, MyDX. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MYDX. Now, first of all, I want to congratulate you on your double-digit growth quarterly. Outstanding on that. I think you guys are completely undervalued at a market, and correct me if I'm wrong, of a market cap around $3.5 million, and your stock fluctuating between 16 and 17 cents a share.
Yes, it's you're not wrong, and I think it's unfortunate the stock market is not where we would like it to be in. But it's a free market, and that's the beauty of the market system, right? I mean, I can say it's free, but there's a lot of, you know, obviously smart market makers that can you know have some say into that. But in the end, I do believe we are undervalued based on the core fundamentals of what we have in terms of the outlook in terms of our sales growth, in terms of what we have in the pipeline, in terms of new products. You know, I think the market will reflect the true value of this company in due time. In the meantime, you are seeing some fluctuations, and it's going to be up to the buyer to decide when it's the right time for them.
Well, you bring up a great point, you know, sales growth, and I want to talk about that briefly. Tell us about your retail distribution deal. I heard that you got a new one, or you got something in the pipeline. Can you bring us up to speed on that?
In terms of our distribution deal, we got a $4 million distribution deal with Nanolux, and they are, again, a distributor in the hydroponic space. They have their own lighting equipment for growers. They have about 1,000-plus shops in their distribution network, and they're starting to ramp up sales. So what you'll see from last quarter sales, and then when you see the second quarter sales, I think people will realize our growth and how fast we're growing at that front. Now, we're approaching profitability, and I think part of the valuations might be reflecting that. You know, we're still coming out of R&D, really into commercialization. We've completed that phase, and now we're becoming a profitable company. We expect to reach that by the end of this year. So in the meantime, You know, we're selling product and we're continuing to grow. So this is, it's exciting for us, and we just have to continue to move forward, you know, notwithstanding what the stock is doing.
What is your next application that you think you guys will be coming out with, and how's that going to penetrate the market?
The next application, you know, we have all three essentially under control right now, and but I really like Aqua DX because of what I'm seeing out there in the water quality market. You know, look at Flint, Michigan.
Absolutely.
Look at Alabama. You know, Alabama just put a ban on drinking water for mothers, drinking water from the tap because it was, I think it was high in lead, which we look for in the Aqua DX application. So, you know, we're going to look for things like lead, pesticides, chlorine. We'll look at the pH of your water and just making sure, you know, is this safe enough for you to drink, or at least have some more clarity. It's, you know, people, I don't want to say people are lazy, but people are lazy, right?
They are.
So people want to, you know, but that's how it is. I mean, we all are intrinsically. If you give us nothing to do, we're going to sit down and relax, right? This is what people do, at least most people. So you got to make things easy and practical. So that's essentially the core of MyDX. It's making it easy for people to test and just make it simple. So you have that data point and you say, okay, I tested my water. I know what's in it. Now I can continue to drink it, or maybe add another filter.
Exactly.
Right. Or maybe the bottled water, right? So the bottled water, you know, we'll be doing a study on bottled waters. We'll be bringing them all in, testing them with the MyDX unit, and comparing and seeing, you know, should I buy a Fiji water? Should I buy the Von Zaraf's water down the street?
You Absolutely.
Know, which is half the price. So I mean, it will help purchasing decisions for folks. You know, the bottles look great, but in the end, it's water, and people just need to have a good comfort into, is it safe? You know, is it pure? Is it healthy? And that's our goal, and in a simple way, that's the key. You know, there's other ways. Some people can call in some guy to come in and test your water. It's not very practical. It might be costly. You know, how do you test your water today? Or do you even?
Yeah, see,
I mean,
you're right.
No, there's no.
I don't test
no
it. I just take it for granted that what you know, what they tell me, it's drinking water. It's drinking water. My guest today is Daniel Yazbek. He is the CEO of MyDX Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MYDX. Daniel, mm-hmm. In closing, is there anything that you and I didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to the listeners?
No, I think we've covered most of it. You know, we're very excited. We're very excited about our new application, so I want to make sure people stay tuned. You can go on our website, add your email to our stay tuned, you know, stay updated list. We'll make sure you're up to date on the latest on MyDX, and just keep watching out, and hopefully we'll be able to deliver on all our products very soon and help people trust and verify what they put into their mind and body. And thank you for the interview.
Thanks for coming on the show. We'll get back and talk with you in a couple of months and see how things are going.
Excellent. Thanks so much.